Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, broadcasting today with the help of Doug and Don from BBS Studio One. And I'm so glad you're all here today. We have a fantastic show for the afternoon. First off, I want to thank the artist in Japan who composed that music. It was a dedication to Dr. Emoto before he was murdered by the Chinese years ago. He was one of the most spiritually famous people and enlightened people here on the planet, a great man. But his work lives on with the Emoto Peace Project, Michiko Hayashi, and the Emoto office in Tokyo. And I want everyone to please say thanks to Dr. Emoto for all his wonderful work. I want to thank everyone, especially for listening today. We now have an audience, I'm told, of a little over 11 million in over 100 countries. So I just so appreciate all your beautiful support. You know, if we all work together, we can and will create a much better and happier world. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by contributions. And if you'd like to contribute to support our work, please go to my website on BBS and contribute whatever you like there. And all, or you can go to my other website, my main website, my radio, which is www.outofthisworldradio.net. And I really appreciate all your love and support. You know, the world is facing a lot of challenges today, but I always loved talking to the letter before R. I had him on the first part of the show. He and I gave a presentation and answered questions before a very large group with Connecting Consciousness in Texas here a few days ago. And we weren't able to play the entire interview and presentation this morning, so we'll be playing that in a few minutes here for this part of the show. It's about an hour and... my goodness, about an hour and 20 minutes or so. So I hope you like it. But he always has a lot of information, always a fascinating fellow to listen to, a lot of love that comes out. As a psychic, I do talk to the other side quite a bit. And I mentioned Tiffany Dover on this morning. Tiffany was a young nurse, about 30 years old, who worked at a hospital in Ohio. Tennessee or Ohio, I can't remember. But at any rate, she was one of the first people to take the Pfizer shot last December or January. And she took the shot. She had a news conference on it saying how wonderful it was and how she was happy to take it. Then she had then she was on camera when this happened about 20, 25 minutes later, when she was giving an explanation to the public about how great this shot was. And she touched her head and she said, "Oh, I feel faint." Then she collapsed and she died about 10 hours later. The media tried to cover it up because they didn't want us to know about the lethal and about how poisonous and lethal these shots were. But she contacted me here over the weekend and wanted me to let everybody know that her death was not in vain. She chose to take the shot, not to prove that the shot was safe, but rather to try to wake people up that people are dying from these shots. And so what I'd like to do is to go ahead and play that link. We could play that, the first link. It's about 10 minutes long, and it goes into her and her life, and it gives proof that she is, in fact, passed on, because I know the media has tried to cover it up, and then we've got some other things we'll be going over. So, Don, if we could play that.
Hi there, guys. Just a video to attempt to counteract the wave of propaganda that is starting to sweep over the planet regarding Tiffany Dover, the nurse whose video has gone viral after getting the COVID-19 vaccine and then fainting on live TV. If you haven't seen it, first she gets the vaccine.
Staff, we are
and then,
excited to get the vaccine. You know,
in the interview shortly afterwards.
It, so therefore, you know, my team will be getting first chances.
This is what happens.
And I know that it's really... I'm feeling really dizzy.
She's feeling a little dizzy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And there she goes. Right, so this is American nurse Tiffany Dover. She takes the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV, and then some 17 minutes later, and complains of feeling dizzy and collapses on the floor. So what we're starting to see now is a whole surge of articles. Here we have New details revealed about viral video of nurse fainting after COVID-19 vaccination. And article after article, we're finding that she has some condition. Right? She has some condition that causes her to pass out. Has nothing to do with the vaccine. Here she says, it just hit me all of a sudden. I can feel it coming on. I felt a little disorientated, but I feel fine now and the pain in my arm is gone. She then explained her medical condition, which causes her to faint when she feels pain. Well, that doesn't seem right, because she'd had the vaccine before, 17 minutes before. So was she really in pain? But anyway, here, article after article, they're trying to convince us. Sister Tiffany Dover fainted 17 minutes after receiving the vaccine on television. Dover later said she has a condition that causes her to faint when she feels pain. Once again, she says she isn't skeptical about the vaccine or worried about side effects. Okay, so once again, nothing to do with the vaccine, guys. Right, again here. Article after article, doctors say the episode was not related to the ingredients in the vaccine. It's just a massive coincidence, guys. Massive coincidence. She gets a vaccine, 17 minutes later, falls to the ground. Nothing to do with the vaccine, right? The condition is known as vasovagal syncope. It's the most common cause of fainting, and triggers include pain, the sight of needles, intense heat, standing for too long, and dehydration. Right? Nothing about massive doses of toxic substances being shot into your blood. Nothing to do with that. That doesn't cause any type of fainting. Couldn't possibly be a trigger. Must be one of these. One after another, they're all talking about how she's fine now. Dover added that she has a condition where fainting sometimes occurs when she feels pain. It's like they're reading from the same script again and again. Whose bright idea was that? Thanks to Daily Mail Online. Nurse who faints when she feels pain has chosen to get Pfizer's vaccine live on air and collapses moments after the jab. Once again, vasovagal syncope, most common cause of fainting. Dover later said she has a condition that causes her to faint when she feels pain. It's the same script over and over again. Tiffany Pontes Dover, 30-year-old. Remember that, guys, okay? Remember that. So she's fine. It was just this condition that she has. Nothing to do with the vaccine. Go back to sleep. Over and over again. What none of these, none of them, are telling you is that poor Tiffany Dover is now dead. Yep, you heard that right. They're trying to debunk it. There are people posting it on Facebook and various platforms. It's being taken down. It's being banned. It's being censored. And they're trying to desperately cover up the fact that, you know, maybe they can try and fob us off that she has a condition of fainting and it was nothing to do with the vaccine, but now she's dead. She's 30 years old, didn't appear to suffer from any previous ailment. How are they gonna brush off this as having nothing to do with the COVID vaccine that she was given a few days prior? So they're trying to say that she's not dead. I've seen it in a number of places on social media platforms. Let's have a look. This is Tiffany Dover's biography. 13 Things About Chattanooga, Tennessee Nurse. Tiffany Lachey Pontes Dover is a white woman from Alabama, United States. She's a registered nurse. Dover's mother of two. She was born 1990, so she's 30. She's related to Michael Anthony Pontes and Gary L. Pontes. Okay, just so you see this with your own eyes, let's put Tiffany left over in here. This is searchquarry.com, and we're going to look for record type death, all states search. Let's see what we can come up with. Okay, if we scroll down here, Tiffany Dover, number 12, Tiffany Dover, 30 years old, Higdon, Alabama. Where is she from? White woman from Alabama. Higdon, Alabama. What was the name of her relatives? Related to Michael Pontes, Gary Pontes, any of those there? Michael Pontes. There he is. So, Tiffany Dover. DeKalb County Death Records Database. Don't believe the hype, guys. And don't believe the hype when they try and cover this up by saying she had some previous condition. Don't be buying it. And we already see the fact checkers are on the case here. Good old Reuters, Rothschild's Reuters. Fact check. Nurse fainting after COVID-19 vaccine. Not evidence of potential mass genocide. Okay. And after recovering, she told News Channel 9, it just hit me all of a sudden. I could feel the pain coming on. Same as everyone else. No mention of the fact that she's dead. And links to their propaganda, their COVID-19 vaccine propaganda, just to cement it into your minds that it's all good and you want to go out and get that shot in your arm. So all the fact checkers are out. Fact check, vaccine reaction did not cause nurse to faint after COVID-19 shot. Yeah, well, did it cause her to die though? That's the problem. And no mention of it whatsoever, once again. No mention. Same old. So there we have it, guys. I've just demonstrated to you that she is in fact dead. Rest in peace, Tiffany Dover. My condolences to all your family. I hope they do the right thing and get this out to the world. Get people doubting these vaccines these experimental vaccines that they're pushing on people. I hope they do the right thing in the name of their daughter, their sister, their wife, in the name of Tiffany Dover. I hope they do the right thing and don't allow the mainstream media to squash this story. And don't allow it out. And there you have it. The COVID-19 vaccine. Stay well away from it.
Thank you so much, Don, for playing that. She was one of the first casualties of the shots. She had taken the Pfizer shot, and now she's dead. And she contacted me over the weekend and wanted me to let people know that she was completely naive and brainwashed when she took the shot. She had no idea it would kill her. But now that she's on the other side, she's urging everyone not to take the shot, especially the new initiative by the corrupt, illegal Biden administration to get little kids to take the shot from 5 years to 11, or any teenagers. There are hundreds of thousands of teenagers today who have mitochondrias, I think it's called, it's a heart condition, and many more have died and gotten heart strokes as young as 12 years old. And now we're going to do that to our children as young as 5 years old. And it's just totally insane. I hope people will hear what I'm saying and follow her advice from the other side. I want to share with you this information that was sent to me by Dr. Lee Merritt, a medical doctor from Iowa. She'll be on my show in Vienna this Monday, starting at 12 noon Pacific time or 9 p.m. Central European time. I hope you can listen to that. All the broadcast information is on my website at outofthisroadradio.net, or you can go to Radio Soul International and listen live starting at 12 noon Pacific time or 9 p.m. Central European time this Monday. It'll be in German and in English. I'd like to go ahead and show these pictures sent to me by Dr. Merritt. The first one would be two babies from Turkey who were deformed by the shot. There's other pictures too. It's a long list of people who've been injured. This is the first one. If you could blow that up a little bit, Don. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much. This is from Ankara in Turkey. This is a baby born with multiple limbs. This is from the shot. Let's see. This baby's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This baby's got 5 limbs, including one coming out of their abdomen area. This is directly from the shot. Here's proof coming from Turkey. You're not going to hear about this on CNN or any from the media. Okay, thank you for sharing that, Don. And then the second page is a baby who was born with a dog tail. You get a picture of this here. You can see the tail in the back there. I talked to the letter before R about this during the break between my morning and afternoon shows, and he said that this is a way for the negatives to hybridize humans with animals. They're doing the same thing they did during the Atlantean period, by the way. And this is one of the reasons why Atlantis was destroyed, because they violated God's will and were doing things that were totally prohibited against the laws of creation. And this is what they're doing now with these shots. And people don't realize it, but you mothers there out there are couples that are planning on having children. If you take the shot, don't plan on having kids unless you want children born with 5 or 6 different limbs and a dog's tail in the back. Interesting information, we can show those other pictures now too, one by one. Thank you so much. She wrote me this morning. She said, "Ted, people are dying." This is Abby Barot, 29, a cricketer, suffers a cardiac arrest and then passes away. All of these had taken the shot. A second person, Abu Ali, 22, professional footballer, collapses on pitch during game in the UK. Fabrice Salaka, 31, collapses on a pitch during another sports game. We can go through these one by one. I'll just read these off. Thanks so much. Jensley Smith, 27, footballer, collapses on field, passes away of heart attack from the shot. Janet B. Genenchen, if I could pronounce that right, 25 years old, footballer, collapses again due to the shot. Frederick, a French footballer, collapses in changing room, passes away due to heart attack after the game, after taking the shot. Okay, we can go to the next one here. Thanks, Don. Yeah, we can go to the next. Thank you, my friend. Benjamin Taft, 31, German footballer, collapses after the game, passes away due to heart attack from the shot. Rune Kohe, Belgian footballer, just 18, suffers a heart cardiac arrest. I don't know whether they're still alive or not. Helen Edwards, a referee, taken off the court during the World Cup qualifier due to heart issues. Go to the next one. Dimitri Leonard, 33, Strasbourg. And we go to the next one. Don, thank you, my friend. Collapses during the game. Sergio Aguero, 33, Barcelona, Spain, star striker, admitted to the hospital for cardiac exam after match. Emil Paulsen, 28, midfielder, collapses due to cardiac arrest during the game. Anton Michin, 31, French triathlete, suffers pulmonary embolism following Moderna shot. Luis Ojeda, 20, Argentine football player, unexpectedly passes away after taking the shot. Greg Lucen, 22, Belgian pro cyclist, ends career due to heart issues. Here we go to the next one here. Thanks so much for your help today, Don. Greg Lucen, 22, Belgian pro cyclist, ends career due to heart issues after taking the shot. Pedro Albiang, 29, ex-West Ham star, suffers mitochondrial post-vaccine. Sienna Knowles, 19, equestrian star hospitalized due to blood clots after the shot again. Okay, and go ahead, Don. We'll go through these. Here's another one. We talked about Sienna Knowles. Abbe Barrow, 29, cricketer, suffers cardiac arrest and passes away after taking the shot. I mean, case after case after case after case. And this is worldwide, hundreds of thousands of people. And some say that 1 million people plus have already died or suffered adverse reactions from these shots just in the United States. And in the age group from 11 years old to 12 to 17, due to the Pfizer shot alone, the numbers have reached somewhere about 800,000 to 900,000, where they've either been permanently disabled or that's fine, Don. Thank you, my friend. Permanently disabled or dead right now. And now Biden, a corrupt, illegal president who wasn't elected, lost the election last year, and was had a bunch of fake votes from China, is ordered 60 million, 80 million doses now for these poor little kids. If you're a parent, by God, by all means, do not let your children get this shot, or else you face the real possibility of them dying. One of the reasons why my show is what it is because the purpose of my show is to raise consciousness to make this planet a better place. And I want to make everyone aware of that. Finally, I also want to play this. We could play this link now from the media, www.wlwt. This is about a media story. I want to show you how they're lying about what's going on. They're talking about this kid's shot now for little children here in the United States. This is from a TV news channel in Covington, Kentucky, but I think it's representative of the kind of garbage and lies you find on the media now. We'll play this. It's about 2.5 minutes and then I'll come back. But it just shows you how they're sanitizing the entire issue. They don't talk about any of these deaths, none of these heart problems at all, and how your children probably they have a real danger of dying from this shot. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Don.
Well, the effort to vaccinate kids in that 5 to 11 age group is expanding. More clinics are opening up. More pharmacies are offering the shots.
Yeah, but many people are choosing to go to their own pediatrician. WLWT News Source Brian Hamrick live for us in Covington tonight with this story. And Brian, what are the advantages to going to the pediatrician versus these vaccine clinics?
Well, Sheree, there are some. Now, a lot of kids will do great when these bigger events where there are lots of people out there. But some kids, they might do better in a more low-key setting, like your pediatrician's office. That's what they're telling us here at Health Point in Covington. And pediatricians are saying some kids who are on the excitable side might benefit from a setting where there are fewer people, less stress, with a doctor they're used to seeing. That's especially true for kids who are really afraid of needles. And it's also a better atmosphere for parents to ask questions. They don't know to feel like they're going to be rushed like they might at a bigger event. There's also a lot of misinformation. So health experts are saying, ask your own doctor, your own pediatrician about your concerns. Now, these are the same health professionals that you trust for your other decisions. Health Point doctors tell me they're already getting lots of questions.
So how much of your job is separating fact from fiction?
I do that on a daily basis, trying to explain real side effects and debunk myths about the vaccine has actually become an important but time-consuming part of my job.
Yeah, now doctors here are telling us about a third of the parents and the kids, they say they're eager to get the vaccine. About a third have questions, want to talk to a doctor, and then about another third, they're just set against the vaccine altogether. But they say they are most helpful to that middle third. Reporting live, Brian Hemrick, WLWT News 5.
So, Brian, wondering what kind of questions are doctors there at Health Point still getting from parents?
Yeah, Sheree, they're getting a lot of questions about long-term effects, effectiveness of the vaccine. But doctors here say they get the most questions that they get, and the confusion from parents are based in misinformation. Sheree?
Brian Hamrick reporting live for us tonight from Covington. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Don, for playing that. Amazing.
It's obviously with technology on the go, I mean, my chefs can change the menus immediately. I can change a menu from another part of the world right on your screen. That's brilliant.
These doctors are either clueless or I can't believe that any medical doctor would knowingly recommend this shot, especially when it's killing so many people. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. At any rate, it's a very sad situation. And I want people to be aware of it. There was a new story that just came out today from Health Impact News. Brian Chevalley wrote this article. I'm going to quote a couple of passages from it for you. He writes, "We're creating an entire generation of young people with weak hearts who will either die early, or if they do survive the shots, will be dependent upon the medical system to treat their weakened hearts for the rest of their lives." He writes, "The CDC, which is a private nonprofit corporation funded by none other than Bill Gates, and the FDA, which is another corrupt organization staffed by executives from Monsanto, have even issued warnings about it, but they call these events rare and refuse to stop injecting young people. There is a new report also today out of Taiwan that the Taiwanese have discovered that the shots being put into children from Pfizer and the other big pharma manufacturers contain a drug called, I'll spell it for you, T-R-O-M-E-T-H-A-M-I-N-E, trimethamine, that's used in patients with heart attacks and has reported many different adverse side effects, but it's never been used with the use of a vaccine, and it's being especially targeted to little children. Why is something like that being put into the shots for these little kids between the ages of 5 and 11? Do they want to kill them off faster? Where's the scientific studies for it? Because it's considered an EUA, emergency use authorization, they don't provide any justification for it. They're just starting to do it. So parents and doctors should be aware that it is a problem. And given the history of Pfizer paying billions of dollars in fines from government regulators over the years for criminal activities, you have to ask yourself, why are they putting this particular drug into these shots for children? The CEO of Pfizer, there was a news story that came out about 7 to 10 days ago that he himself had been arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for various crimes, including illegal bribery of various public officials in his push for the shots. So he is the stories I got were credible that he is arrested. But at any rate, so I'll be sure to tell you more as I find out. The rest of today's show, I'd love to go ahead and play now the rest of the interview I had with Q. It was a couple of days ago with a large group of Connecting Consciousness in Texas. They're wonderful people. We really, both him and I really enjoyed it. So I'd like to go ahead and play that now, and I'll come in at the end. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I hope you enjoy this segment. I'll come in at the end. Thanks, Don, so much for your help.
The whole Tartaria history timelines, many of us are being extraordinarily drawn to that topic right now. And so our question is, regarding learning that almost everything we've been taught is been manipulated or flat out not true, is waking up to that part of the ascension process?
Right. So outstanding question. That's somebody who's actually really paying attention. So whoever asked that question, I commend them. So another way to maybe look at where you live is, by the way, if you live 150 years, you're only here about 15 minutes, by the way, 2 weeks maybe. So when you put it into perspective how long you live, you're not here very long. So that's kind of the comedy of it all. Okay. Now I get to, the arrogant statement I just made here is a great responsibility because I do have all my memories back. And so I need to take great care of explaining this, and that if you're only here 15 minutes, what are you going to do here? So what are you going to do here? You're only here. Okay, fine. You want to call it 2 weeks? Fine. We're here 2 weeks. Okay. And you live 150 years. By the way, you can live 1,000 years. So what, when I look at our reality here, I ask everyone, what if you came to this planet and you were the only one here? What would you believe in? Well, you know, Ted and I, we've had these conversations a couple times. Well, first, there's going to be a bunch of monkeys, and they're of course going to grab all the bananas, but they're smart enough to share with you eventually, and so you'll be able to survive. They're not going to let you go on hungry. Oh, the lion might chase you around a little bit. You know, the elephants don't want nothing to do with you because they know you're an idiot. But seriously, that's my best comedy today, is what would your planet look like if there was nothing installed here? So I continuously want people to look at the alien technology that's here around beliefs. This is all a hierarchical system designed to get you to believe in this is the way life is supposed to be. And I'll let you make the decision. I am not going to create timelines for anybody. If you believe you like your little system, keep believing in it. You'll keep reinforcing it. That's how incredibly powerful you are. If you believe you need to use green pieces of paper with pyramids on them, go for it. That's your belief.
You know what's funny? If you look at a Federal Reserve note, we've done this before, and my friend Q loves doing this too. Let's take a quick look at one of these reserve notes here, just for the fun of it. And you can see a Federal Reserve note, and you think, oh, that must be Federal and Reserve. It's not Federal and it's not Reserve. And then they all lie on in the back. They say, in God we trust. Maybe they believe in their God, but they don't believe in our God. And then if you look at the little pyramid in the back, that all-seeing eye, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing's a scam. So anyway, and I think that'll come to light. I think we're going to be having a new currency in the next year. So be prepared for that, my friends. It'll be a better, much better representation of value than we've got these little pieces of paper with nothing backing it. So that's just my opinion, so.
Yeah, many in the Connecting Consciousness group follow the.
Hey, who invited Ted to this show, by the way? God. He's stealing my thunder every time.
Taylor, did you want to jump in on that question? Because it kind of involved the shape of our planet and stuff like that, too, that we're learning about.
I would love to. I've actually been just reading the chat, trying to find some more questions here to go. So I haven't been listening 100%, unfortunately.
I mean, did you? Because I just mentioned your question. I didn't know if you wanted to get any clarification
on
that.
Why there's such a strong guidance to the word Tartaria and our connections to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were able to verbalize if you got your question answered on why some of us are so drawn to the altered history of our planet.
Yes, yes, I did. Thank okay. you.
All right. We can open it up to the members to verbally ask their questions if y'all want to. I did have two little, a short question about Phil Godlewski. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I can't say it. Godlewski. Is he part of QAnon with high level accurate intel as he claims? It's Godlewski, Phil Godlewski.
First of all, there's only three of us here transmitting the consciousness to and from. Okay. So anyone that's self-promoting themselves is not going to be part of our team. So everyone that's involved on the military side, they will not take any action outside. They will not give you a response. They will do nothing. There's nothing. They will not represent ego. There's been some leaks, but as soon as you see ego and identity, it's not part of us. That's correct.
Okay. Got it. We have a question in the chat about the 144,000.
Okay. So as soon as you see numerology, that should be your clue.
Yeah. Right.
Where are numbers coming from? Well, that's all technology to get you to land on a certain time or date or location as it pertains to numerology. So 144 is a trick, big trick. I'll leave it at that. So can we get everyone to pray on 11-11-11? What could you do with that? If I could get you to pray at a certain time, why do you think Christ Mass was created? We can get everyone to pray at Christ Mass. Oh, I thought you called it Christmas. Let's go on and on. Where do we all start? How about Easter? You can abduct a lot of people with dates, time. Anything that's time-bearing is always going to be alien because there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as time. Here, prove me wrong, please. I'm doing my best to help everyone. If I'm on this planet and I go on my spaceship, which we all have the ability to do, and I sit, but I don't go around orbit, but I watch you orbit your sun, what time is it on my spaceship? My spaceship's not going around the sun. I'm just sitting there steady watching you orbit your sun. So what time is it on my spaceship?
Frozen.
There's no such thing as time, everyone. Gravity doesn't suck, as we've heard many times on your organizers' radio shows. The electromagnetic etheric field is creating your gravity. The sun is not hot, everyone. The sun is not hot. Again, when the astronauts go into space, why do they freeze their ass off when they get close to the sun? It's so hot, it's cold fusion, everyone. The moon is a machine. Come on, let's get some good questions here, please. Great love to you.
Members, if y'all want to jump in, raise your hands. I'm about running out of the questions that were sent in advance. I see one in the chat from Camber. He's here on the call. Can you ascend after you die without a body?
Okay, can you ascend? One more time, please. Say it again.
Can you ascend?
That wasn't a question. That was just me talking to someone else.
Oh, it looks like a question. Can you ascend after you die? Well, Camber, you had a few questions in there. Would you like to ask one?
Yeah. I had one before that. Is it all right if I ask what can you pick up off of me and what kind of guidance can you provide for me personally, if that's okay? Because I don't... Not personal benefit, but what can I do personally with my level of abilities and things? If you can pick it up, what can I do for others personally?
So that's one cup of tea I don't participate in because it is perfectly designed for you to figure this out for yourself. And the only thing I will give you is that why isn't you can't figure it out? And so when you start looking at the information I'm giving you, you're going to find that there's only one way to go, and that is your highest excitement. I love skipping down the road naked, whatever it is. You love whatever it is you love. I cannot wait to do it. That's all you need to remember. There's nothing to remember is what I'm trying to explain to everyone. As I claim to be this transition specialist, it's really about what is it you want to do each and every waking day at your highest joy and your highest explanation of yourself. No one can tell you, Mr. God, Mr. God, Mr. God, what you're supposed to do. You've got to figure it out for yourself because you love to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much.
May I share a short story? I promise it won't be very long.
I doubt it.
I used to be an attorney for many years until I got sick and tired of clients asking me to do unethical things to lie, steal, and cheat for them. I finally got to the point where I couldn't do it any longer. It's a long story. And then I wondered, well, what am I going to do next? I mean, McDonald's pays well, but I wanted more out of life than flipping burgers, with all due respect to McDonald's. So I was in a library one day doing some reading, and a homeless man walked up to me and he said, "Ted, you need to have your own radio show and start writing books." And then I turned around, he was gone. He was an angel. And then about, I don't know, 4 weeks later, just at home, 3-4 weeks later, I got the same message from another man in a different library who came up to me, didn't know me, said, "Ted, you need to start your own radio show and start writing books." And I had all these degrees and I practiced law for many years and I didn't know what I was quite going to do, but I did come from a psychic family. So one thing led to another. I ended up starting my own radio show. And I kind of jumped in the water and just started right off the bat about 8 years ago. And it was the best decision I ever did because it was to my highest and best good and inspiration to start my own radio show. And then I started writing books a couple of years later. So if you follow your highest inspiration, you'll never go wrong. So that can come from your heart mind. There's two minds people have. They have a logical mind in the third dimension up here, and then a heart mind in the fifth dimension. And if you, for example, many of us face many decisions during the day, during the months, during the years. But if you have a choice between different avenues, always follow your heart mind. And that's what I did. And I've never regretted it since. So I recommend that you always do that. And you get messages from your angels. Everyone has angels around them, spirit guides, if you will. But you have to pay attention to those messages, and they come through your heart mind. And the exercises that Q has given you will take the thoughts in your head and put them into your heart, and you'll live for your highest inspiration. You'll never go wrong if you live that way, and that's what's living about in the higher dimensions and ascension is all about.
Yeah, the questions are great. Please keep them coming. I love them.
I see Cole has his hand up, and then Karen.
Oh, howdy. So I had this question about time, I guess. If time is effectively an illusion and we're constantly manifesting our future moment to moment, then is the past entirely a projection too that we tune into? Like, can we in some way manifest our past just by tuning into the idea of things that happened in the past?
Can you explain the definition of the past?
I guess past is something that's it's sort of a projection based on memory.
Okay. So where is the past at?
I guess everything is now. So I guess the past is also now in a way.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah. Okay.
So it isn't it gone?
Yeah.
So what do we want to do with that?
What is there to do with it? I guess there's just
moving. There's forward. Nothing to do with it really, is there?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can observe it. I didn't say, I mean, we can observe it, but what's the point in the exercise when, okay. So for me, you know, I know it comes across as arrogant. So what if you had a million lifetimes of memories? What would you do with it? How would it serve you? Okay. So, you know, we can use me as an example. If they tortured me in a way that we will never speak about on these radio shows, on this conference call, what would I do? What would it serve me to keep remembering how they tortured me? Now, I'll give you one tidbit. They put me in a box for 150 years. How did they do it? Okay, so why would I care to revisit it? So much of the healing that I notice we're not doing is we keep remembering and remembering and remembering. That's this version of humans is designed to keep remembering every day something that happened. This is what's called duality. So the aliens that created this version of humans for me is doing their best to make sure we keep remembering, but consciousness can override it whenever it wants. So there's no point in remembering because we're designed to go and experience and make unbelievable, unbelievable, unfathomable creations. Exactly with you looking at this computer right now. It's just amazing. This conference, this call alone is not capable by many of these aliens. And so you must really recognize how amazing we are. But we should be going forward, would be my opinion, not backwards. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Okay, Karen, you're up. And then we have two members that I didn't see on here at the beginning, Jill and Judy, and they sent in questions early. So I'm going to call on them next. If y'all could put your hands up, raise your electronic hand so I can find you after Karen goes. Okay, Karen.
Yes, my question is pretty quick. I want to know if I ask you, would you please do with all of us what you did with Jan? Maybe wait till the end, but with all of us and be in all of our spaces, would you be willing to do that for us tonight?
Already done.
Ah, thought so.
So most of the technology we use, I always encourage everyone to listen to my harmonics instead of the words I'm saying. And so as we grow our frequency, all of us have the same ability, by the way, you'll notice that you're receiving my energy because of the frequency I'm transmitting. Remember, I said the healing beds will all be about sound, light, harmonics. I'm here in a higher frequency being, and it's, you're all absorbing it. And when you absorb it, you're actually going to do the same to others. We're all growing like flowers, all of us. Just because I may have a little more horsepower doesn't make me special. We're all equally special. Does that help?
Yes.
I'd like to follow up with that quick. I hope you don't mind. If you don't mind, if it's appropriate, could you give them the message you gave me? What was it, this morning or yesterday, about not all med beds could be benevolent, that there's some ulterior, some malevolent, some negative purposes behind it. Just want to throw that out to make people aware.
Thanks, Ted. So the trickery here is the duality that's here on this planet is consistent. It just keeps going and going and going. So certainly med beds are a real technology. They exist. They've been here for many, 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 many years. And of course, hidden from us, just like the iPhone 5000. Okay, so they've trickled out this technology. They've always had it. We've already explained that you can come and go from your planet through technology like the pyramids and many other portal technologies. Your founder has a lot of knowledge about this too. So if you want to keep up with us, keeping up with us has a bigger story, because remember, everything here at this point in time has to do with suspending, trapping, entrapping the ascension cycle. So if you could put people in med beds, as the example Ted gave, and you could trap the soul like they did when they tortured me, you could now put them in another body. You could get them to recycle back into the earth. And so they couldn't leave the earth. So that's really what's going on here. When you talk about, Ted, the treachery does exist. So we need to take great care when we use our discernment. We look for great truth in everything. And you do it through feeling through your heart center instead of your mind. So the heart center will always tell you if this smells good or not. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a good sense, actually. It makes about 53 cents. That's what I've got on me. But anyway, that makes good sense. Thanks. That's just a joke. Anyway.
Hey, I laughed.
Sorry.
I got a request in the chat that for Jill B and Judy J to be able to ask their questions, but I don't see them in the call. Jill B or Judy J, if you're here, please raise your hand because I don't see you here.
I saw one question regarding the sun in my statement. Okay, so here's how the sun works. So because you have a bubble around you, which you call your atmosphere, it actually acts like a magnifying glass. So you'll notice that around your equator, it's warmer than at the top of your poles. Well, that's because the light is focused in the middle of the
lens,
the bubble, right? So that's right. So everyone should know that by now. And whoever commented has it exactly right. It's just like a bubble. It's just like a lens. And so when you look at the magnifying glass around you, you know, you travel to Palm Springs or the equator, the sun is directly focused on the planet based on its orbit. And the orientation focused towards the sun. So you'll notice that your planet is wobbling continuously. And that's what you're calling seasons. Your planet is wobbling all the time. It keeps going around and wobbling continuously like a weeble. And then somebody threw a machine around it called the moon. And now you get tides and you get someone playing with time. So my favorite observation this week is if you set your clocks back, Westerners, then why is it so bright this morning? Because they got the chance to play with time again. If you set your clocks back, how come it gets dark earlier? Because they get to play with time. They're moving the moon.
Tell us about the tides too.
Right. I mean, if everyone wants to really examine my words, you go get a tide book, and it's don't look at the tides for a given week. Look at tides for, let's say, a year, and you're going to see why did we get a huge tide last week, and now they're all very rhythmic this next week. And so if tides are dictated by the moon's articulation and position around our planet, you're going to see that they're spreading. The moon is speeding up and slowing down. And get a Gantt chart is the best way to look at them. Look at the Gantt chart when you see the rhythmic timeline between a high tide and a low tide, and you're going to see that they're actually throttling up the moon and slowing it down, and many other things, by the way.